Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's topics are coffee shops guilting customers into adding a tip and using a water cooler topic to promote your small business. Those stories after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Are we being guilted into tipping at some eateries? As consumers, we're facing that disconcerting ritual at bakeries, coffee shops, food trucks, and other businesses that use tablet credit card readers, such as Square. The devices often ask customers to make tipping decisions on the fly, with the person who just served them looking on, along with everyone else waiting in line. It's a story by Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz. Jennifer, set this up.
Well, you know, tipping has obviously been around for a very long time, and we're all used to the tip jars on the counter. Well, first I'll just start by saying, you know, everybody kind of knows, you know, you tip when you sit down at a restaurant. And at counters, there's long been tip jars, and, you know, you'd put in some change or a dollar or whatever, but it's become more of a puzzling thing for a lot of people, because now you have the screens that present tip options, and you have to opt out of tipping. You have to explicitly say no tip. And that is causing some stress for many consumers.
Mm. There was one, I believe it was a woman's quote in there, who said something to the effect of, "You moved a coffee 4 feet, and I have to tip you. Are you kidding me?" Right?
Right. Yeah, that was a consumer I talked to who said that she does not mind tipping for stellar service if she's a regular somewhere, or, you know, her she orders some fancy coffee and it's great. But when she is gets a tip suggestion, when someone has just moved, her idea was like moving a muffin from 14 inches from the case to the counter, she just balks and thinks, well, you know, what is this for?
What do the etiquette pros say about this?
Well, it's interesting. I spoke with the Emily Post Institute in Vermont, and they said that, no, there is no obligation to tip at the counter. They said that it is a nice thing to do. They recommend that you do tip if you're a regular somewhere or if you've gotten particularly good service, but there isn't an obligation.
We're speaking with Jennifer Levitz, Wall Street Journal reporter. The other thing you point out in the story is that some people don't know what it is. So the server spins the iPad around, and the customer says, what do I do with this? And then the server has to say, well, do you want to tip me? Right?
Oh, yeah. I spoke with some of the servers to get their perspective, and they too feel a little awkward, some of the ones I talked to. I mean, I think you know, maybe they're getting more tips and they like that, and maybe some people do like the idea that it's figured out for them, the 20%. They don't have to sit there and do the math. But yeah, they told me that sometimes they'll spin it around and they get someone who's not familiar with it, and they're essentially having to walk someone through how to tip them. And one woman at a she works at a crepe place in Boston, she told me she can't stand it, and she'll just reach over and hit no tip for the person rather than have to explain how you tip her.
Thanks, Jennifer. Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. Here's a way to promote your small business by riding a social media trend that's got nothing to do with your own business. Villa Italian Kitchen offered a consolation prize for Mega Millions losers after a winning ticket was drawn for the $1.6 billion jackpot. The quick service pizza brand allowed customers to trade in their losing tickets for a free slice of pizza with the purchase of a beverage the day after the big drawing at participating locations nationwide. Mimi Wunderlich, Villa Italian Kitchen, Director of Communications and Digital Marketing, said in a news release that while a free slice of pizza isn't $1 billion, hopefully it will still make someone's day. There was a limit of one slice per customer. Villa Italian Kitchen used a popular news story to generate free publicity. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.